USA Radio News.
I think what Google and what others are doing, if you look at what's going on at Twitter, if you look at what's going on in Facebook, they better be careful because you can't do that to people.
President Trump's comments this afternoon from the White House, this comes a week before Google, Facebook, and Twitter testify before Congress. The president continued,
"We have literally thousands and thousands of complaints coming in, and you just can't do that. So I think that Google and Twitter and Facebook, they're really treading on very, very troubled territory, and they have to be careful. It's not fair to large portions of the population."
According to Politico, Congressman Ron DeSantis has won Florida's Republican gubernatorial primary over Adam Putnam by a margin of 56% to 37%. The primary has been called with 41% of precincts reporting. DeSantis was endorsed by President Trump. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
President Trump announced a tentative trade deal on Monday with Mexico. This would replace NAFTA, and the name NAFTA would even be gone. Former New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson talks about why this is a good deal for the United States.
More jobs, more production in the United States, on autos especially. Labor and environmental standards are harmonized. That's good. They resolve some of the issues, the tough ones like the sunshine issue when the treaty expires. My big worry is the politics. My big worry is that there are a lot of congressmen and senators on the northern border that deal with Canada. And if Canada doesn't join or is not included or refuses to participate, that's going to cause political problems in the U.S. Congress. Because the letter that is sent to the Congress on Friday has to trigger whether we stay in NAFTA or not, whether it's called a new NAFTA, lean NAFTA, or a separate NAFTA. It has to be approved by the U.S. Congress.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
A man jumps off a 50-foot high bridge not to end his life, but rather to save it. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains.
Maryland State Police say 43-year-old Torre Lamont Guider's car struck a guardrail and overturned on Sunday on the Capitol Beltway Bridge over the Potomac River, and Guider got out and stood near the guardrail. Then an off-duty emergency worker pulled over to help him. But that's when police say a car driven by a 46-year-old man crashed into the overturned vehicle and the rear of Schnakel's vehicle. Just before it did, Guider apparently jumped to avoid being struck by the crashing vehicles. He landed 50 feet below on a grassy area near the river and remains hospitalized. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
NFL legend and activist Jim Brown has been met with some backlash after expressing his support for President Trump and his opposition to athletes protesting during the national anthem. Today he joined Fox News to talk about why he's a fan of President Trump.
Well, I'll tell you, the greatest thing about America is that we all have our opinions and our thoughts. Nobody is totally correct in everything that they do. I have access to the president, and anytime I have access to the president and he will listen to my thoughts, that's all I can ask of him. And that's what I do. So this president is accessible, and he's different, he's challenging, and he pays attention to what I say.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.